It seems like everyone on earth is looking for satisfaction, for meaning, and peace of mind. The pace of life, work, and relationships are exhausting. Both you and I know that. Is your soul tired? Are you worn out from trying to do everything you can in your own strength to impress God while serving man? The world says do, but Jesus says come. This is the New Testament in 90 days. We're looking at Matthew chapter 11, 25 through 30, the foolishness of God. Context is so important to this passage because it sets the stage. Jesus has just finished condemning his generation for rejecting his cousin John the Baptist, who was a great prophet. He then warns the cities that have rejected him and his works that they will be judged harshly. Jesus changes his tone as he invites all those who are listening to come and find rest in him. Matthew writes, "At that time, Jesus said, 'I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to infants.'" This brings up two interesting questions. What are the things that the Father has hidden? And who are the wise and the infants in this context? The first question is quite simple to understand. What things has the Father hidden? He had hidden that Jesus was the Messiah. All of the so-called wise men of Jesus' age could not fathom that a carpenter was truly the Son of God. Those were the things that the Father had hidden. And that brings us into our second question. Who are the wise and the infants? The wise were the religious cities which rejected Jesus. So right here, Jesus is using sarcasm. The infants are the common people or the non-religious cities that accepted him and his message. Many of the common men or infants follow Jesus, whereas the cities that were religious or wise in their own eyes were too proud to realize that Jesus truly was the Messiah. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1, starting in verse 18, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but it is God's power to us who are being saved." To the wise of this age, the message of the cross is foolish. But to the infants, the ones who believe in Jesus Christ, it is the power to be saved. For it is written, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will set aside the understanding of the experts." Where is the philosopher? Where are the scholars? Where is the debater of this age? Hasn't God made the world's wisdom foolish? For since in God's wisdom, the world did not know God through wisdom, God was pleased to save those who believe through the foolishness of the message preached. Paul continues and writes, "For the Jews ask for the sign, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. Yet to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is God's power and God's wisdom, because God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength." Jesus goes on and says, "Yes, Father, because this was your good pleasure. All things have been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son desires to reveal him." Why does the Son know the Father so well? Because Jesus Christ is God. My earthly father, he wrote, "Jesus is the agent who reveals God to men. Only the Son fully knows the Father's eternal knowledge." That is simply saying that Jesus knows the Father because he himself is God. Then Jesus looks out to the infants, those who are tired. They're tired of the Pharisees. They're tired of the religious community who says, do this, do that, do this, do that, to impress God, to earn his merit, to earn his favor. This is foolishness. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Burdened or heavy laden means the weight or freight of a ship that slows down the ship. Religion creates rules. Jesus Christ just asks us to obey. Warren Wiersbe writes, the Pharisees all say do and try to make the people follow Moses and tradition, but true salvation is found only in the person Jesus Christ. Jesus says, come. Understand that those who don't know Jesus Christ believe they are saved by works. They believe they are saved by the things they do. Some say, do miracles and signs, and they place this burden on people that are impossible to do. Some say, do pilgrimages and good works, and that will please God. Others say, do good works to earn merit. However, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is God himself, simply says, come and find rest. Jesus looks at all of those infants, the people who want to put their faith in him. They're tired of constantly doing what the Pharisees tell them. They're tired of what the religious community is burdening upon them. And he looks out and says, all of you, take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. When you compare the religious leaders to Jesus, you see a huge difference. You see, the yoke of the Pharisees is the burdensome yoke of self-righteousness and legalistic law-keeping. Keep these rules and you might please God. Keep these rules and you might be saved. However, the yoke of Jesus is light and easy to carry because it is the yoke of repentance and faith followed by a singular commitment to follow him. Jesus would later say about the religious community, they tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and they lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. That's Matthew 23:4. How true is that? If you are spiritually tired, come to Jesus and he will give you rest. The life lived by faith is a much lighter yoke and a much easier burden to carry than the heavy and burdensome yoke of self-righteousness, under which some continually strive to make themselves acceptable to God through works. How true is that statement? And this brings us to our main point. Trust Jesus with the faith of an infant, and he will give your soul rest. Trust Jesus with the faith of an infant, and he will give your soul rest. So we looked at this passage. We saw what Jesus said. But how can we take this knowledge and turn it into wisdom? I would start by asking the question, whose yoke are you under? You might find yourself tired and depressed because you are not yoked or submitted to Jesus, but to your own selfish desires. Stress, spiritual restlessness, and depression often come when you try to find fulfillment apart from Jesus and his word. Sometimes the most depressed people are Christians who have not submitted themselves to Christ. You see, there are three yokes or three roads that you can go down. Yoke number one is yourself. You try to find peace in pleasing yourself from making more money to having better vacation and nicer things. But this road will leave you restless, depressed, and in need. The second yoke, which is the religious yoke, is good works. You think you can please God by doing good works, giving money, time, and sacrifice in order to gain favor from Him. However, this road will leave you burned out, empty, and confused. This is the road of the Pharisees, not of God. And our final yoke, the yoke of Jesus Christ. You place your faith in Him and follow His commands. Your motive is love and thankfulness. This road will find you satisfaction and joy, even in the midst of troubles. Dr. David Jeremiah says, when believers take Jesus' yoke, they place themselves under His dominion. Only then do they follow and enjoy the day-to-day release from stress that God intended. Jesus is calling, and the religious community is calling. One constantly says, do this, do that. But Jesus simply says, come and find rest. I want to close with a few simple words from Keith Green. He writes, my son, why are you striving? You can't add one thing to what's been done for you. I did it all while I was dying. Rest in your faith. My peace will come to you.